There's still six more dates to see No Doubt at the Sphere in Vegas between now and mid-June. This is K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A Florida man was arrested after allegedly setting up an unauthorized petting zoo outside a Dollar General store. All he had was a parking lot and some stray cats. 37-year-old Dustin Pruitt charged admission for nearly 2 years. I think I might actually like this guy. He had a cardboard sign reading Exotic Cat Safari, $3. He had a premium tier that let guests hold the alpha cat, Sir Reginald. A gift shop selling parking lot rocks labeled fossils. A donation bucket marked habitat upgrades. And a posted rule banning anyone who, quote, questioned the science. There is nothing half-hearted about this guy.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
But that's not all. Witnesses say business surged after Pruitt began offering, quote, guided tours narrated in a fake British accent. Not only that, he had already started planning a second location right across the street. Some of the customers told the officers it was, quote, more organized than the actual Dollar General store. Sergeant Daryl Brunson, a 21-year veteran of the department, said he handled loose dogs and lost goats before, but never had a man franchising feral cats. The sergeant continued, he had a wait list, and he had a mascot, like a walking around feral cat mascot, or just a logo. The dude was pretty impressive.
I'm telling you guys, it's Rome. It's Rome. It's Rome.
Wow, when Cartman's the voice of reason, we're in trouble. In the next 10 minutes, another chance for you to qualify to see the Foo Fighters in Nashville. It's K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 2. Less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, Kevin, it's Roman.
Hey, Roman, you're caller 20.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. You're on the standby boarding list to see Foo Fighters in Nashville. The drawing is Monday morning. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I don't know how often you take Ubers, but they put out a list, their 10th Lost and Found Index. So these are things that people leave behind in an Uber. And this is not counting the most normal misplaced items, like wallet, luggage, keys, headphones, clothes, passports, glasses, jewelry, laptops. None of that is included in this list. Here are the things. The following things were left in an Uber in the last year. Dentures with two teeth. Gross. Breast milk. Somebody cut off and left an ankle monitor in the Uber. An oxygen tank. Gold mouth grills. A mannequin. A full mannequin. How do you leave that in an Uber? Two trees. A textured photo with a rhinestone picture of Jesus. A 75-gallon fish tank. Again, these are things left in an Uber in this last year. A dishwasher. A wizard wand. 2-pound blue raspberry gushers. A pair of partial teeth in a tissue. Gross. A toboggan. A police radio. 2 wedding gowns. Pelvis implants. Don't even know what that is. 20 pounds of duck sausage and a child's prosthetic eye. So somebody left a child's prosthetic eye. Nothing scarier than a prosthetic eye than a little small one left in the Uber.
What the hell are we doing?
Dumping our crap that we don't want traced to us in an Uber? Sometimes bizarre things happen in your life. In my particular life, my friend just got a Peabody Award, Jimmy Kimmel. I don't even know what that award is, but congratulations to him and more details coming up on K-Rock. I don't even know what a Peabody is, but Jimmy Kimmel and his show won a Peabody Award. So I looked it up, and a Peabody Award honors outstanding storytelling and public service in electronic media, TV, radio, podcast, streaming, and digital interactive projects that meaningfully illuminate social issues or otherwise qualify as stories that matter. And I do believe strongly that the stories that Jimmy takes up the side of matter. They matter greatly. And here's his speech while receiving the Peabody.
I called our president Fatty Shack. And Blob the Builder. And Liger Woods. And the Hungry Hungry Hypocrite. Our Fondling Father. Mar-a-Lardo. Nelson Tandela. And Nostra Dumbass. And somehow we got a Peabody out of that. I mean, this country really has gone to Making jokes about the president in America shouldn't win you a prize. We have the right guaranteed by the Constitution to criticize and satirize our leaders. This is a right that many of us take for granted. It's one that I took for granted for the first 57 years of my life until September of last year when the FCC delivered a very unpleasant surprise. But then I experienced something that surprised me even more. I watched as millions of people, even some from across the aisle, objected. They spoke up. They marched. They canceled their subscriptions to Star Wars because they refused to allow our freedoms to be bulldozed like the East Wing of the White House. And that we will stand up and that we will not stand by when comedy and journalism and dissent are censored and regulated and criminalized. Right, Guillermo?
Right, Jimmy.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
My name's Chance.
Hey, Chance. You're caller 20.
Woohoo! Oh, woo, thank you.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Foo Fighters in Nashville.
That would be fantastic.
Megan Holliday is here now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
Number one, a thong-wearing 79-year-old Florida man was arrested for consistently exposing himself and making lewd gestures around his apartment complex. In your mind, I want you to picture a gaunt 79-year-old man who looks like a mix between Willem Dafoe and the creepy pale man creature from Pan's Labyrinth, okay? So while you're listening to this, you're going to be picturing that, okay?
An elderly Florida man is facing multiple indecent exposure charges after neighbors say he repeatedly exposed himself around his apartment complex and claimed it was his legal right to do so. According to reports, 79-year-old Tyrone Cossey was arrested in Hollywood, Florida after several residents complained about his alleged behavior around the building's common areas. Police say when officers arrived at his apartment, Tyrone answered the door wearing nothing but a G-string thong and argued that Florida law allowed him to walk around naked as long as he wasn't at a park. But things reportedly got even more inappropriate during the interaction. An officer claims Tyrone applied lipstick in front of her, began touching himself, and allegedly called her a baby doll while asking her to jump rope for him.
Neighbors
told police they had grown increasingly frustrated with Tyrone's behavior, accusing him of exposing himself regularly around the complex. Tyrone was arrested and booked into Broward County Jail before later being released. While prosecutors initially pursued felony charges, a judge later reduced the counts to misdemeanors.
Wow. He did that to a cop.
The guy's almost 80.
Woo, they got that good meth in Florida. Number two, a man named Hayden is going viral after revealing his unbelievable Tinder stats. Over the last 5 years, he says he swiped right more than 2 million times, matched with over 2,000 people, and started more than 1,200 conversations, but only landed one single date. The internet was stunned by the numbers, but I wasn't, because when you go to his profile, it's a photo of him dressed in camo gear holding a fish, and it says, if you're not trying to go fishing, I don't want it. My idea of a vacation is going to the desert and looking for snakes for a week.
Oh, wow.
I may or may not currently own 33 snakes.
But I
do believe there is a special lady somewhere out there for Hayden.
And
so I'm rooting
person.
For him.
It's one person.
And number three, we all know how companies rush to replace employees with AI, expecting lower costs and higher efficiency. Well, instead, many discovered that AI systems came with expensive infrastructure, ongoing maintenance costs, and frequent errors that still required human intervention. Some businesses also reported weaker customer experiences, lower output quality, and increased operational challenges after reducing their workforce too aggressively. So as a result, several firms and businesses have started bringing workers back, realizing that AI performs best as a tool that supports people rather than fully replacing them. Thank God for that.
That's good news.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster.
monster catch of the day.
There is a new Smashing Pumpkins album that is out now. It's called Zodian at Crystal Hall. And this was originally a pandemic project with no real intention of being an album at all. They released it, I think, over the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, but not a lot of people paid attention to it. But it is a full album of Smashing Pumpkins. This song is called Magdalena, and it's Smashing Pumpkins, and it's the 420 catch of the day. That is new Smashing Pumpkins, Zodian at Crystal Hall is the name of the album. They did it during the pandemic, and that song is called Magdalena. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Got a chance for you to see Foo Fighters in Nashville.
Get on the standby boarding list. It's coming up at 5 on the world famous K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. You brought in a story that is mind-boggling.
So a 27-year-old TikTok creator said she was exhausted after a long day and she's getting ready for bed. She accidentally mixed up her ibuprofen with her Apple AirPod. So without realizing it, she swallowed the AirPod.
Oh, my God.
Which to me seems crazy because the size and the shape.
The shape of it is not normal.
No, yeah. But she probably just threw it in there and then gulped it back. And then she tried to, you know, cough it back up and get it out, and she couldn't. So then she goes to send her friend a voice memo. And instead of picking up her voice, the AirPod starts recording inside of her stomach, and it's picking up like
it's still working.
It still worked in her stomach.
What?
Stomach gurgles and everything. So she freaks out. She goes to the hospital. They do an X-ray. Yes, the AirPod was sitting in there, which was fine. She ended up passing it a couple days later. But I just thought,
and it kept working.
That part I don't know.
Because that's a miracle.
If it worked after she passed it,
that would be so fun to be around people like on a train or something. And you just like look around like, what's happened? Where's that?
Do you know where this has been?
All right. So the topic today for story time is you ate a non-food item. Now, this could be something extreme as one of my favorite shows, My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
Which are crazy. Yes. People eat a brick wall. People eat a mattress. One guy ate a mattress.
Oh, God. Glue. I've seen like a hot glue gun. I remember one of those.
But it can be an accident like an AirPod as well. 800-520-1067. You ate a non-food item.
The weirder, the better, please. And for the best call or text, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
You ate a non-food item. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Robin.
Robin, you are caller 20 and you win.
Yeah.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Foo Fighters in Nashville.
That's awesome. Oh my God.
We are taking your phone calls on you eat non-food items.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
K-Rock, hello.
You wanted to hear about non-food items that people eat?
Yes, please.
Oh my gosh. So whenever I was younger, I had something called paisa. If you don't know what that is, it's basically like you crave things that are non-food items.
Okay.
So I was like picking apart my dad's Tempur-Pedic like mattresses.
You ate your dad's bed.
Like memory foam? Oh my God.
I would eat them.
Oh!
How much of his mattress did you go through? What's happening right now?
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I can't tell you because it's embarrassing.
Oh, please
do that. Now you have to. You've got to tell us.
Yeah. And they had to, like, get a whole new one because, like, they found little, quote-unquote, mouse holes in it. And they were like, we don't even have mice. So, like, where is this even coming from? And I'm like,
Wait, so you never told them?
No.
I love you. That's the greatest thing ever.
My God.
Oh, Mom and Dad, let me suggest that you get this one. This tastes good. I mean, it gives good rest.
Yeah, I used to eat the packing peanuts, too. The packing peanuts.
Packing peanuts. Okay, my question is, do you still have this issue?
I do have the cravings. However, I don't act on them.
Would you guess your bed is afraid of you?
definitely.
No. I have a weird craving. I, like, go to the, I love my refrigerator ice. Like, I love chewing on ice.
Wow, that's stunning.
Yeah.
You ate crazy, so much right? of their mattress, they had to replace it.
Yeah.
You rule. K-Rock, hello.
It's going to sound really weird, but you didn't say if we had to be, like, full adults when we did it. But
no, of course
not. I would eat marbles.
Marbles?
They were just smooth, and they, like, went right down.
How many?
I mean, I don't really want to disclose that.
I mean, was it five or was it 50?
I know, like, you know, you used to get those, like, handful, like, those sacks, like, way back in the day.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You used to play marbles.
Right.
So, and I would just start eating them, like, swallowing them whole.
Did your parents ever wonder where the marbles went?
I don't know that they paid that much attention, as you can tell.
Do you remember pooping them out?
I actually don't.
So maybe they're still there, is what we're saying.
It might be.
It would be very colorful.
I love this.
K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey there, you ate non-food items.
Okay, this might make you guys throw up.
Excellent.
Ooh.
Okay, so this was last year, football season. I betted my wife. I'm a Raider fan. She's a 49er fan. I said, I'll bet you $100 if the Raiders win. She said, I bet you, if the 49ers win, you got to eat my
Oh, no.
That's so gross.
And guess what? I lost.
And guess what? I could have predicted that. What are you, crazy?
So you did it?
So, yes, I did it. I put it in my mouth, and I swallowed it. I gagged it down as best as I could.
Oh, boy.
Wow, she got the better of that bet.
Yes, she did.
Unbelievable.
She threw up. She was gagging, and I was the one that was swallowing it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You're really a man of your word.
And your word is dumb.
Gross.
All right. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You ate a non-food item.
And for the best call or text, we're sending you to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
We are taking your phone calls about eating non-food items at 800-520-1067.
714 says, a friend of mine back in the 90s was working full-time for Disney as the character Aladdin. He was performing at the El Capitan shows. He came home one night and went to the bathroom. When he went to wipe, he felt a strange tickling and tugging sensation.
Oh, I don't love this.
He grabbed a hold of something and started pulling and kept pulling. And it turns out he had ingested one of the 6-foot-long jasmine wig hairs.
Oh, my.
The way he's describing it, it's too descriptive for it to be his friend.
I don't love it.
Nope.
We are taking your calls and texts about you ate non-food items.
Okay, this one says, I used to take staples and wad them up into tiny bread balls and swallow them. I don't do it anymore, LOL. I'm not sure why I went through that phase, but thank God I don't do it anymore. You definitely still do it.
Still does
you
it.
You still do it at
yep.
work.
Mm-hmm. We started talking about somebody who swallowed an AirPod. And we said, none of your stories are going to be as crazy as that. And almost every one is worse than that.
I'm, like, blown away right now.
It's Kevin Ryder. It's Megan Holiday. It is K-Rock. We're talking about you ate a non-food item.
When I was a little girl, my mom used to have a pendant with a fish on it.
She had a panda weighted what?
A pendant.
Oh.
Like her necklace pendant had a fish on it.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Are you high right now, Megan?
And I wanted to eat the fish because, you know, fish is delicious.
Sure. How old were you?
I don't know, like 7 or 8.
All right. So I want to make sure it's not last year.
No, I ate it. I ate it as a kid.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part is that my mom didn't take me to the doctor. She said, you're going to poop it out. So this is the embarrassing part. My mom would make me poop, and then she would check it to make sure if I pooped it out.
Oh, God. So she had to go through it all.
Did you?
I did, and she washed it.
And did she wear it around her neck again?
No, she never wore it again. But if I go to her house, she has it in her jewelry box.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Wow, that little fish has been through a lot.
Right? K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I have a story for you.
All right, you ate non-food items.
It was- wasn't me. It was my son.
Okay.
He's autistic, but he was at school, and I got a call from his teacher, and he's like, I don't know how to tell you this. He's okay, but he had something in his mouth, and when he was walking on the school field, it turned out to be a condom.
It what?
A condom.
Condom. And they thought they got it away from him, but they didn't, and he caught the bus later that day, blowing it up like a balloon. It was a big red ribbed condom.
Unused.
I don't know if it was near you. I don't know. Oh. He wouldn't have put something that was out of the wrapper because that would take nasty, I think.
Oh my God. Yeah, he lived.
But I mean, he ate a whole set of left off, like vertical blinds.
What?
And lampshades. He sits on anything that is rubber or plastic.
Yeah. So he ate blinds and lampshades?
Yum.
K-Rock, hello.
Well, actually, it was somebody who kept on stealing from our work refrigerator.
Okay.
And so one day, I was frustrated because I had somebody pick off all my chicken off of my chicken Caesar salad and just left the rest. So later that night, I went home and I made a Friskies burrito. I took a can of Friskies for Kat.
Yes.
And it was like the shredded kind, and it looked, you know, with gravy.
Right.
Added some cheese, totally folded it up.
And
the next day, we found the culprit.
Wow. How did he present himself? Was
yeah.
he like, I feel sick?
Actually, kind of got halfway through, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this person just kind of eats everything, but kind of got halfway through and kind of realized that something was kind of off, and he opened up the burrito and was smelling it and then put it in the trash. And everybody in the office was like cracking up. He became the joke.
Oh, my God.
But at least he found out who was stealing food.
Does he know that you were the one that made the burrito?
I don't think so.
Does
he
know that it was
know.
Cat food?
Later on, yes.
Did he also clean himself with his tongue?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
How?
This is insane.
How to pick?
Oh, we know.
Mattress?
Because the very first call right out the gate was Risa.
She ate her dad's mattress.
Memory foam.
How is that possible? What's your name, Risa?
Risa.
Hello?
Hi.
You were our first call about an hour ago, and you said
sorry,
that...
Daddy, I'm sorry!
And you never told your dad that you ate his mattress.
No. He was thoroughly upset because the mattress topper that he got was kind of expensive, but I didn't know this.
Of course.
You would have ate it anyway.
You
though.
Said there were bite marks. Were they human-sized bite marks, or did he think it
I
was a mouse?
Chunks with my hand, so they like with my fingers.
Oh, you would
so
like pick at it.
I would pick at it.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't know.
You are a miracle.
I know you really are. Lucky to be alive after all those chemicals.
You're the only grandchild. Well done.
The only planned.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. You are our winner.
Yes. Risa, you're going to go see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium.
I am so excited because I really love Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte.
Excellent.
Yes.
Middle school, those were my two bands.
That makes us happy.
Well, you eating a mattress really has paid off in the end.
And it's really made all of our days brighter.
Yeah, it has.
It is K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 2.
We are sending you to see Foo Fighters in Nashville, and you can get on the standby boarding list coming up at 6 on the world-famous K-Rock.